Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Well, the hymn that we're going to be learning this week is the hymn, Give Me Jesus. It goes, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. The reason we feel this is so important is because this quarter we are learning about Jesus and how important Jesus is to us. And we want Jesus to go with us every single day, don't we? I know I do.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you may have all this world, give me Jesus, just about the break of day, just about the break of day, just about the break of day, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you may have all this world, give me Jesus.
Before we start with our devotional today, we want to ask Jesus to be with us. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time that we get to spend together to open your word, the Bible, and learn of you. Please come into our hearts and help us to understand the lessons that you want to teach us. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I'm so glad that you came back to join me. Do you remember who we've been talking about this week? About Jesus, you're right. But who else? Some of his friends, do you remember their names? Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. This week, though, we're focusing on Mary and Martha. Yesterday, we talked about how Jesus helped Mary overcome the sin in her life. And even though she kept messing up time and time again, guess what? She was able to be a conqueror through Jesus. Because of him. And we talked about how we can be conquerors, can't we? Today, we're going to learn more about Mary and Martha. They were two very different siblings. They had two different ways of doing things, and that sometimes caused some friction. I don't know about you in your house, if you have any siblings, but I know in our house, my two sons are very, very different. One of my sons, Micah, he loves numbers and time and math, and he's very structured, and what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. And then I have my other son, Aiden, and Aiden is my free spirit. He loves to do whatever he feels like doing, and he loves music, and he loves drawing, and he loves copying things, and that's just Aiden, and they are two very different boys. But you know what? They sometimes fight and get in trouble with each other because they don't always see eye to eye. Now, I think of a story in the Bible. It's actually a parable that Jesus told about the prodigal son. Do you remember? Jesus told the story about a man who had two sons. One son was like, hey, dad, I want your money that you're going to give me when you die. Just give it to me now and I'm off. And that's what he did. He ran off. He spent it all. The other son was like, I'm the one and I have it all together. And then what happened? That younger son ended up losing all of his money. He decided that he was going to go home because even the servants ate better than he did. And that's what he did. He went right home and his father loved him and welcomed him with open arms, gave him a huge hug and brought him back in. And the older brother wasn't very happy, was he? He was like, that's not fair. He goes off and spends all your money and then comes back and you welcome him right back? What about me? I've been here this entire time. They were two very different young men, weren't they? But you know what? The father loved both of them. Even though they would argue and they didn't always see eye to eye, the father loved them both. Today, we're learning about Mary and Martha. They were very different from each other. They both loved having Jesus in their home, and both of them loved listening to him. But when Jesus visited, Mary would sit at Jesus' feet and just enjoy the time and listen to his words and just soak it all in. Remember her past history? She had a lot of sin in her life, and he was the one who helped her to overcome. So she just would hang on his every word and be like, wow, oh, what he's saying is amazing. Oh, I want to apply that to my life. Whereas Martha was like, we have guests. We have company. Hurry, make sure the food's cooked. Is it ready? Is it too cold? Is it too hot? Is it too spicy? Is it, oh, does it need more salt? Oh, what about, oh, they need a cushion. Oh, they need this. Oh, and Martha was just rushing around, trying very hard to make sure that this was a wonderful time for Jesus. As she was doing that, she noticed that Mary was just sitting at Jesus' feet listening to him. She wasn't even helping her. Ugh, that was not fair, was it? How could Mary just sit there and listen to Jesus? What about me? I need help. Can't you imagine her saying that? So Martha was super ticked. She was just like, ugh. This is so not fair. I have so much to do. It's Jesus. Like, he's the Messiah in my house. And I have to make sure everything's just perfect in this big elaborate meal. She was not happy. It wasn't fair. It's just not right. Kind of sounds like the story of the prodigal son, doesn't it? The older son. It's not fair. Well, that's how Martha was feeling. And guess what? She didn't just think it. She decided to act on it. So the more she thought about it, the more unhappy she became. And finally, what did she do? What did she do? We're going to look at Luke chapter 10, verse 40. The Bible's divided into how many parts? Two parts. And those parts are divided into books. And all those books have a different name. So in the New Testament, which is where we're going to be, we look at Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke is the third book in the New Testament. So open your Bibles if you have one with you or if you want to read along. If you need a little more time to find it, that's okay. Just pause this recording and you can find it and then hit play when you're ready. So we're looking at Luke chapter 10, verse 40. Here's what it says.
But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do not care that my sister has left me to serve alone. Therefore, tell her to help me.
Now, how do you think that Martha was feeling? How would you feel? It was a little rude for her to interrupt Jesus, wasn't it? How do you think Jesus is going to respond? Do you know? Well, we're going to find out tomorrow. So you got to keep listening. Come back tomorrow and we'll find out how Jesus responded to Martha and to her feelings. Before we go, though, we want to have prayer and ask Jesus to give us a spirit that wants to sit at his feet and to learn of him. So let's close our eyes, fold our hands, and bow our heads, and we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, come into our hearts. You know how Martha felt, and you know how the prodigal son felt. They felt like it's not fair. And sometimes we feel like it's not fair in the things in our lives. It's not fair that my brother got to do this. It's not fair that my sister gets to stay up later. We have so many things that we feel it's not fair. But I thank you for your ways being higher than our ways, your thoughts higher than our thoughts. I thank you that we are able to turn to you and to ask you to help us. Come into our hearts today. Give us your spirit, your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. But don't forget, we want to do our memory verse song, don't we? I bet you're learning it, aren't you? We're already on day 4, so you should know this pretty well. Let's go ahead and let's sing our memory verse song together.
One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.